May the word of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O God, my rock and my redeemer. Someone said that Ash Wednesday is the day the Christians attend their own funerals. In fact, back in Korea, some churches practice writing our own eulogy in advance, thinking of his or her own funeral at this season. Have you thought about this? How would you like to be remembered? By your friends or by your loved ones? Interesting, isn't it? A few years ago, when my daughter lived with me, she had asked me what should she give up for this Lent. I said to her that one should not think of that way every time this season comes, because I think we sometimes enter Lent with a general idea that there is probably something wrong with us, and then we probably should find out what it is. And after 40 days, there is a complete job we've done. That's not right, is it? So Lent is a time of reflection on the meaning of our lives in the light of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. He died for us. He died for us. That's the whole meaning. Jesus Christ, what have we done for him? So such reflection necessarily calls us to do something for the Lord, not only just giving up something. Ash Wednesday gives us a unique opportunity for bringing our lives into alignment with God's purpose for us. So if our job number one in our walk with God is the work of sharing God's message of peace, of being ambassador of Christ, do you consider yourself as ambassador of Christ? Right? Then doing what he did then, here and now, in our time, what then might that mean in the way we think about the adjustment need to be done in our lives? This Lent. Let's go deeper than just giving up something. Lent is the time for beginning to learn what it means to be transformed. It's a beginning you're starting to think of. What is the transformation, God? Tell me, speak to me. I'm here for you to listen. So let go of our idolatrous desire to make God a means to our own ends. Sometimes we ask God, making God our means. Give me this, give me that, and please do it for me. That's not the prayer. So it is time to seek the face of the living God. Amen? It is time to seek for the face of living God. As we publicly showing our penitence, public showing, maybe you would go to the supermarket afterwards. Everybody would see you have your cross on your head, publicly showing your penitence. This is the beginning of the season. As we put ashes on our forehead, it is a symbolic covenant-making ritual to acknowledge God's creation. We are created by him, and once again, and renew and refresh our authentic relationship with God, our Lord, and with one another. We fellow Christians, right? So ash symbolizes of our repentance. It is an idea of confession and restoration in God's continuing care, even though we are sinners. Confession and restoration in God's continuing care for us. And it is biblical. It is biblical. There are many scripture verses we can find out about this ash, especially in Old Testament. For example, when Tamar was confessing her sin in the 2 Samuel 13:19, she was hiding somewhere, waiting, and she was doing her prostitute and with happens to be her father-in-law at the end. It's a very sinful act that she has committed. And 2 Samuel 13:19, she talks about she was wailing and repenting and with all these ashes. And when another one comes in, Esther, when Mordecai pleaded Esther for help in desperate situation in Esther 4:1, and when Job was repenting in Job 42:6. So Isaiah 58:5 talks about what is true fasting. And in Jeremiah 6:26, when Jeremiah was under distress of his job and delivering God's warning to the people. So it is accompanied often with the sackcloth and wailing, which means they cry their eyes out for asking God's mercy and grace. It's very biblical in the Old Testament that this repentance, when coming to an honest assessment about who we are before God. So why do we fast and pray then? Why do we fast and pray? In my opinion, in order for us to search for Christian spirituality. Spiritual means the life which arises in such rational being when we voluntarily surrender to divine grace and become sons and daughters of Heavenly Father in Christ, right? We became children of God. And the Word made flesh, that's incarnation, isn't it? Word made flesh. Incarnation of Jesus Christ is the base for Christian spirituality, whereby we understand Christ once for all died for us, sacrificed for us, and believing his birth, death, and resurrection, and suffering. We understand his presence so as to enter into community of life and celebration with him. So this is the beginning of the season of repentance and before the Easter of resurrection. Amen. Yeah. So Ronald Rollheiser, in his book called The Holy Longing, says the integral part of fasting is to stay warm of hearts. What do you think of that? We are joyful Christians with the grateful hearts, right? We always pray Thanksgiving first. And would you like to join me in this season of Lent, praying and fasting for the wholeness of our family and friends and the body of Christ and for the community of faith and for the world? Would you please join me? Amen. So today's text from Psalm 51, she read 10 to 12 summarizes. It was a long, but in verses 10 to 12 summarizes so well. Let me read it once again for you. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. O Creator God, we give thanks to you and we come before you here on Ash Wednesday to kneel down on the altar for your mercy, recognizing that for dust we are and to dust we will return. Help us to learn what it means to be transformed and grant us an opportunity to meet face of the living God. Throughout this season of Lent, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.